Today on the Pastor Study, the title of our study is This Present World. This Present World. Turn with me, if you would, in the Word of God to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, if you would. 2 Timothy. In chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Notice what the Apostle Paul says here in verse number 10. 2 Timothy 4, 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans, to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Now, today on the Pastor's Study, we want to look at this present world that Demas forsook the Christian friendship and fellowship of the Apostle Paul for. Maybe you know someone who has done the same thing as Demas. In other words, left off going to church, serving God, fellowshipping with God's people for this present world. And when I speak of this present world, I'm speaking about the world system. Amen? First of all, we want to look at its leader. Its leader. First, we want to look at its political leader. In John chapter 12, in verse number 31, Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." And then again in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, in verse number 30, Jesus said, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me." And then in John chapter 16, verse 11, Jesus said, "Of judgment. Because the prince of this world is judged." So the political leader of this present world is none other than Satan, the devil, the dragon, the accuser of the brethren, our adversary, amen, the devil. Then we see also, not only is he the political leader, but we see that Satan is also the religious leader of this present world. How do we know this? The Apostle Paul tells us very plainly there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. We read in the Word of God, "In whom," Paul says, "the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So we see then that Satan, the wicked one, amen, the deceiver, the liar, the murderer, is not only the political leader of this world, my friends, but he is also the religious leader. Now, can you think both of a political and religious leader today that's both? How about the Pope? Who do you think is behind that system? Amen. Certainly not God. It's got to be the devil. Many countries today, my friend, the Pope is pulling the strings both politically and religiously. Amen. So we've seen, number one, this present world's leader. And we've seen that both politically and religiously, it is none other than Satan. The second thing we want to see about this present world is its label. Its label. Notice with me how the Apostle Paul described this present world. We read in the book of Galatians, chapter number 1, in verse 4, Paul says, "Who," referring to Christ, "gave himself for our sins." And then he tells us the purpose, why Christ gave himself for our sins. "That he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God in our Father." Paul calls this world that we live in evil. No wonder that's why Paul commands us in the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 2. He says, "Be not conformed to this world." Amen. That's right. We're commanded in the Word of God not to be conformed to this present evil, wicked world. And that's why the Apostle John commands us in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. He says, "Love not the world." Can you get any clearer? These are not the deep things in the Word of God. This is the milk of the Word. John says, "Love not the world." Not, he doesn't stop there. And he goes on, he says, "Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And then we see that the Apostle Peter also warns us about, he says, the corruption that is in this world. He says that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. He warns us about the corruption that is in the world. Now, that word corruption means depravity, wickedness, perversion, or deterioration of moral principles, loss of purity or integrity. Amen. It doesn't take very much to discover that. All we have to do is pick up a newspaper. Amen. Listen to the radio to know that there's corruption in this world. Amen. Peter also warns us about the pollution of the world in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20. And he's not so much talking about like air pollution or water pollution, but in that sense he's talking about pollution meaning defilement, uncleanness, impurity, the state of being polluted. Amen. That's right, in a spiritual, moral sense. Again, Galatians chapter 1, verse 4 tells us, "Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world." In other words, that's why Christ gave himself for our sins, to deliver us from a world that is evil and full of corruption and pollution. Amen. Now, so far as we've looked at this present world and what the Scripture has to say about it, we've looked at its leader. Amen. We've looked at its leader, its label, And the third thing we want to look at, it's living. What does it have? What does it have, amen? Look at in 1 John chapter 2. He sums it up, amen? And he says this. He sums it up succinctly. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, for all that is in the world, this is what he's going to tell you. This is what's in the world. This is what you're going to find. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So that's what he says. What you're going to find in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And none of it is of the Father, our Heavenly Father. In fact, in 1 John chapter 5, in verse 19, Paul tells us, excuse me, John, the Apostle John tells us, that the whole world, not just part of it or some of it, or one country or, you know, so forth and so on, he says, the whole world lieth in wickedness. So that's what the bed, amen? That's what it lies down in. That's the bed of the world, is wickedness. Also, we know that the world is full of cares. There in Matthew chapter 13, verse 22, and Mark verse 4, chapter 4 of Mark, verse 19, that it's full of cares. Amen. And then we want to see, as we look at its living, who does it hate? Who does it hate? It hates the Lord Jesus Christ and those that follow him. Look at in the Gospel of John with me. In chapter 15. John chapter 15. And in John chapter 15, we want to look at verses 18 and 19. If the world hates you, Jesus says, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And we see that every day. We see how the world embraces its own and elevates its own. But it hates us Christians. It hates Christ. It hates the followers of Christ, amen. It hates the believer. It wants to do away with us. It wants to muzzle us. But oh, how it loves its own, how it embraces its own. As you can see, the Hollywood crowd and the athletes and so forth and so on, and the education and the scientists and the doctors, it embraces its own. But we're not of this world. Christ has chosen us out of this world, amen, to be separate. Now, where is this world, this present world, going? Amen. What's its destination? Well, turn over with me to 2 Peter. You know, some people live like it's this present world is just going to go on forever, but that's not what the Word of God says. In 2 Peter, we see in 2 Peter with me, chapter number 3, we read in beginning in verse 10 of 2 Peter 3, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Verse 10 tells us that this present world, he said, Peter said, the earth, meaning this present world, this present earth that we're on, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So this earth as we know it today, everything is going to be completely burned up and destroyed, amen. And of course, this all takes place after the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ on the earth. We are told in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17, the world passeth away. See, we're told, John tells us, the Word of God tells us that this present world is going to pass away. But the rest of that verse says, in the lust thereof, the lust of the world is going to pass away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. And that's the child of God, the Christian. Amen. That's the person who has been saved by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That's been spiritually quickened, made alive, that's been born again from above by the Spirit of God. So, we've looked at this present world. We've seen its leader. Amen. We've looked at its label, its living. And now we want to look, fourthly, its leading. In other words, its teaching. Its teaching. Looking in Ephesians chapter 2 with me. Ephesians chapter 2. And when you get to Ephesians chapter 2, we want to look together at verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. The Word of God says this, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 tells us this world has a course which each and every one of us followed before we got saved. Amen. Where in time past walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And again, the prince of the power of the air is another name for the leader of this world, both politically and religiously, none other than Satan. Now that word course means matter, manner of proceeding, way of life, or conduct, deportment, series of actions. And the course of this world, my friend, amen, is one of open rebellion against God. It breeds in its children a spirit of disobedience against the authority of God and His Word. You know, when I think of the word course, I think of a menu in a restaurant, amen, that has the various courses, the different meals that you can eat. This world has its own menu, amen. I think of also education. When someone goes to college and they look at the different courses that are offered, yes, this world, this present evil world, has its courses, its way of educating one to be like it is, to reflect it. Amen. Amen. But we know, we also were told that the Apostle Paul finished the course. Amen. The plan for his life that God gave him. Now also, amen, as we look here, amen, as we look right now at its leading, we also want to see that Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, tells us this world also has rudiments. Look at in Colossians chapter 2, in verse number 8 with me. Colossians 2, 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Now, the rudiments, amen, are the basic fundamental principles which something is established and developed. Now, let me give you some of the rudiments of this world, what they are. Number one is, everybody else is doing it. Amen. Number two, we have always done it. We have always done it. Number three, a little bit doesn't hurt. Amen. A little bit doesn't hurt. Number four, my conscience doesn't convict me. My conscience doesn't convict me. Number five, we know when to quit. We know when to quit. Number six, well, after all, you've got to make a living. Amen. After all, you've got to make a living. And number seven, well, it all depends on how you look at it. Amen. It all depends on how you look at it. These seven things that we've looked at, these are the alibis for every sin that has ever been committed on earth. This is the philosophy of the world, and it is the tradition of mankind. Amen. Every sin you've ever committed, you committed on one of those grounds, or more than one of them. Amen. Now, we see the world has its rudiments, its principles. But what's the rudiments of Bible Christianity? Let me give some to you. Amen. First of all, is it right? Is it right? Second of all, will it please God? Will it please God? Third, does it edify? Amen. Does it edify? Four, is it expedient? Amen. Remember, Paul said, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Amen. Doesn't necessarily mean I should go ahead and do it. Amen. Number five, will it bring glory to God? Will it bring glory to God? Number six, can I seriously thank God for it? Amen. Can I seriously thank God for it? Number seven, how will it appear at the judgment seat of Christ? How will it appear at the judgment seat of Christ? These are seven things that we need to ask ourselves, amen, before we go ahead and do anything, take any particular action on something, amen? Think of it. I know it'll save you a lot of hurt, keep you from coming under the chastening hand of the Lord. Amen. Now, we've seen so far, amen, as we've looked at this present evil world, is it not? We've seen that clearly. And we've seen its leader, amen, politically and religiously, is Satan. Amen. We've seen some of the labels that the Word of God has given it. It's evil. It's full of pollution and corruption, amen. We've looked at its living. You know, the whole world lieth in wickedness. Wickedness is its bed. It has the lust of the flesh, the eyes, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. It hates Christ and his followers. And we know eventually that it's going to be burned up and destroyed. We saw its leading. It has a course. It has rudiments. So then we have to ask the question then, what should be the believer's relationship with the world? Now, if you are a friend of this world, as Demas was, the scripture tells us in James chapter 4 and verse 4, in no uncertain terms, if you're a friend of the world, it says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of this world, of the world, is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of this world is the enemy of God. So, if you're a friend of this world, very clearly, then you're an enemy of God. And the friendship of this world includes the world's people, its plans, and its policies, which you should not embrace none of it, amen? In fact, the scriptures tell us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31, it instructs us to use the world, but don't abuse it. In other words, you need a job, amen, to support your family. You need a car to get around in and so forth and so on. You're to use the things of the world, but not abuse it, not become a friend of it, and put your total focus on the things of the world. Just get your meet your needs, what you need to get along and make a living and support your family, amen. But not to get caught up like everybody else is in accumulating all this great wealth and power and position, amen. You know, using the world to make a living, to take care of yourself and your family, but don't become a part of it. Be in the world, but not of it. Don't make the world your chief aim. Jesus reminds us as disciples that we are not of this world. Amen. And always remember this, my friend, that the spiritual battle we fight as believers is against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the spiritual battle is against this world. This world is our enemy. Amen? As we close today, I want you to ask yourself, Christian, what is your relationship? Or what is your position to this present evil world? Are you a friend of God, or are you a friend of this world? If you're a friend of God, then you can't be a friend of this world. If you're a friend of this world, amen, then you're an enemy of God. And you've stepped out on your beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're an adulterer and adulteress. Well, that's all the time we have on the Pastor Study. This is Pastor Gino. Thank you for joining me for the Pastor Study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.